Yeah, I hear ya.
No, you listen. You guys locked me out on the patio, and I politely tapped on the window.
Whoa, time out. With your gun.
Debatable.
The weekly hangover. This'll probably hurt, but you'll be thirsty for more.
Ladies and gentlemen, so we have a good surprise here. We have one of my great friends from college. She actually is the wife of one of my best friends, Kevin. Her name is Alyssa. She is a physical therapist rehab aide. She is a babe. She's 24, and she's not a dog person. So, Alyssa, say what's up.
Well, hello there, and I do like dogs. I just don't personally want them in my own home.
So, I remember when you had your dog, was it Piper? Pfeiffer, what was the name?
Oh, it was good old Piper.
She was a bundle of joy.
We sent her to the farm.
The glue farm, like where they rest in peace?
We don't need to mention what farm. No, I'm just kidding. No, she was a bit of a rascal, and in our small apartment, it was just not fair for her. So, we sent her to a nicer family.
Rest in peace.
I have no idea if she's alive or not.
Oh, well, she'll be all right. So, for quite a few years now, I would say 6.5 years, right?
For 6.5 years.
Yeah. So we originally met through our brother and sister dorm. So if anyone that doesn't know, Liz and I was on a guy's dorm and she was on a girl's dorm at our school, Liberty. And we became friends through brother and sister dorm, you know, hanging out, doing social events. And we became, I would say, pretty dang good friends, wouldn't you say?
I'd have to agree with that statement.
That's pretty fair. And for anyone that doesn't know, so Liz is married. But she wasn't married before. At one point, her and I, she won't admit to it all the time, but we did have a little fling.
Sure. I don't know if taking me to Waffle House on 2 separate occasions is a fling, but we can call it that. Nah, thank you for my waffle.
You're welcome on that. But no, we never had a fling. I always tell people, her friends, that we did have a fling because one time we were at Waffle House with a bunch of friends and we were the only people that were left without seats. So we sat together, took a photo, and cherished that memory forever, you know?
The rest is history.
The rest is history. Don't tell Kevin. Shh. So, Liz, we've had pretty much the same group of friends since our whole college career, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Everyone just meshed so well. And we still stay in touch, which is nice.
I know. Like, I keep in contact, you know, obviously not as often, but I still try to keep in contact with my friends, like, you know, once a week, say what's up to Jay, hit Erica up with a text, ask how you guys are doing. Like, I've seen you guys more than, you know, anyone else. It might be because you guys are closer or because you guys are awesome. I don't know.
Probably the best out of our group of friends of keeping up with everyone. I'm so bad at that. And I'm like, I wish I was more like Dan. He keeps up with everyone.
Well, you know, I do my best. I try to reach out to everyone. Like, when you remember when you guys came to visit me at Virginia Beach?
Well, of course.
Yeah. I don't remember. Honestly, I'm drawing a slight blank. Did we get our matching tattoos in Portsmouth or was it in Lynchburg?
It was like 5 minutes from your apartment, so I feel like it has to be Portsmouth, but I have no idea.
It was Portsmouth because that's where I got my other tattoo. That's right. So anyone that doesn't know, Kevin, Alyssa, and I, we all have matching tattoos. We have a nautical compass. Liz has hers on her side and Kevin has one on his inner arm, right? Am I right?
Yep. On his left arm, I think. I don't even know which arm it is.
So, I mean, I feel like you see him without a shirt all the time.
I'm not as observant as you think.
But that's the second tattoo that Kevin and I have together. Kevin and I have been friends for a long time. We, as most people know, we trained together and, you know, I've been in his wedding and, well, yours too, Alyssa. That was such a good time. That was literally one of the best weddings I've ever been to. You guys had an incredible wedding.
Well, thank you. It took a lot of planning, so I appreciate that.
Heck yeah. I heard a war story from Kevin. He said that his grandpa or someone threw bubbles at you or something in the eye. Do you remember that?
Yes. So the grand exit for when we leave and say goodbye and go on our honeymoon, his Grandpa, also known as Lovely Pop Pop, decided that the balloons were not for blowing. They were for throwing on people. And he threw it and it went all over me. So I had bubbles in my eyes. I had it all down my dress. And so Kevin took a very unhappy wife.
Yeah, he... Now, I don't remember that because there's a photo someone took. You and Kevin are like walking away and I'm blowing bubbles. Do you know what I'm talking about? Maybe you don't? Ugh, I'm a little upset.
That was a little bit in a daze that day.
But that was...
Oh, yes. I know which picture you're talking about. I do remember now.
Oh, you do? What was it? Remind me because I don't know if you remember it.
No, I remember you're like in the picture behind Pop-Pop and you're blowing bubbles. Mm-hmm. And that was your profile picture for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think Kevin, he's like, I think that's the happiest moment I've ever seen you, Dan. I was like, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, and you cut Kevin and I out, so we weren't in your profile picture. I was a little offended.
Well, the profile, even though you guys looked incredible, the profile pic was for me, even though you guys are dear to my heart, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
So, Liz, I wanted to get your perspective on a couple of things. Nothing serious, but... How's the marriage going?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if he's still downstairs or not. I can only talk about certain things. Yeah, married life is actually wonderful. Some people will tell you horror stories, at least for us. Everyone's like, don't get married. It's going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. But Kevin's I would say, mediocre at best husband. Just kidding. No, I have a very easygoing husband, so I think that helps. Yeah, no, married life is great. I mean, you go to work and work sometimes stinks, but then you come home and you're like hanging out with your best friend. So I think it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. But I know somehow you mistaken Kevin, but you and I are pretty close to best friends.
I mean, we are best friends too. I would love to hang out with all of my best friends. You are included in that group.
That's very true. The marriage is going fairly well. Can you tell me any dirt that Kevin won't get too upset about? Like, is there anything you're just like, Kevin, get your crap together. Like, give me a little dirt, Liz, just a little bit.
Oh, a little dirt? Oh, well, the other day, actually I have two stories. Mm. And I was leaving for DC 2 weekends ago. And so I told him, I think this is a funny story. I told him, Kevin, I made you homemade soup. It was his favorite, white chicken chili. And I put it in the fridge. It was a whole big container. And I said, you got it for the whole weekend. And he was so mad because he said he just wanted to eat frozen pizza and he can never eat frozen pizza because I always make food for him. And I was like, what? You're too spoiled that you don't even appreciate chili anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was a frustrated wife moment that I took the effort and all he wanted was a frozen pizza. And then during the same occasion, I think it was about the same conversation, I said, oh, I'm leaving for the weekend. Don't forget, I'm going to DC to see Erica. And he's like, oh, gosh, you're leaving tomorrow. We have to have sex tonight.
My man.
I'm like, okay, really? You're not going to miss me? That's all you're worried about is 2 days of me being gone and you have no access?
Hey, well, he has to try.
No, that's the life. That's a day in the life of living with Kevin. I get those comments very, very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I spoil him and he likes his frozen pizza and, well, he's just a man.
That's very true. He is a man and he is a rugged outdoorsman. You know, as you know... You guys are healthy in some areas because you guys have a new baby girl on the way.
Oh, yes.
Mm. So Kevin and I have talked about that a couple of times on the podcast. He's told me some list of names about it. He seems so excited. I think he's ready for it. I think you guys are both ready for it. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, yeah. I am 30 weeks today. So we have 10 weeks left, give or take, whenever she wants to make her grand entrance. But, yep, we've got 10 weeks left, and little Nugget's going to pop out, and we are, like, over the moon excited.
That is so exciting. Have you guys landed on a name yet, or is it still up in the air?
Oh, well, we can always take a vote. Our top pick would probably right now be Brooklyn Rose.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also added into the pool Emerald Kate.
Yep.
And then we also like Juliana, and we don't really know what middle name to put with that, but love those names.
My pick, I've told Kevin, is I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. And hear me out. I like them all equally, but if I had to pick a 1, 2, 3, here they are. My first pick is Brooklyn.
Okay.
I'm so head over heels over that name. I think it would be fitting for Kevin and your life. And let's see, my second one, Juliana. I like Juliana because you and I and Kevin have a good friend named Juliana. So I don't have a friend named Emerald, so maybe I need a friend, you know? I don't know. It's a good one. I'd say 1, 2, 3, that's it. But they're all equally good names, so either one is going to be great. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She's going to be a rock star no matter what.
Mm. Do you think she's going to be a, let's see, how do I say this nicely, a bundle of joy just like you?
I think she's going to have a lot of energy like her mother. Yes. Hopefully she will be joyful as well. But no, she is very active, kicks me pretty much all day and all night. So I have a feeling she's going to be very active like her mother, who can't ever sit still.
I saw a photo of you on Facebook. You are very well into your pregnancy. You look so hot, with all due respect.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't get that very often anymore now that I'm pregnant.
Well, actually, on the podcast, Kevin said that you are... How exactly did he say it? He's like, dude... He said something, he's like, yeah, she's pregnant, but she is smoking. So, I don't know, you might have to listen to some podcasts, Liz. I don't know.
I need to. I have yet to listen to one. I actually will probably listen to this one, though, just to make sure I don't sound funny.
No, you don't sound funny. You sound good. So, wedding's going great. Baby is going well. She's on her way. She's taking her journey. Besides the new baby on the way, what else do you and Kevin have to look forward to?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's been so cold. It's like... How do you even get or do anything fun anymore? But I mean, really, he's so busy with being a wrestling coach, and I go to work, go to the gym, home and make dinner. It's kind of like our life's a little boring right now, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, I don't know if you guys are boring, but I'd say you guys are just living a great married life. You know, you guys enjoy each other's company very well. I think you guys counteract each other incredibly, and I would say you guys are just living a happy married life. I heard you guys are still into your small group, is that right?
Oh yeah, yep. Kevin's the small group leader, and we have it every Wednesday night, and that's awesome. So kind of breaks up the week, and it's just refreshing, rejuvenating. So I look forward to that every week. So that's kind of what we look forward to. And on the weekends, we are always hanging out with we try to hang out with friends and go to church and stuff like that. But during the summers and spring, we're usually outside on the boat or kayaking but during the winter, it's hard to find fun indoor things that don't cost an arm and a leg.
Oh, for sure. I would definitely say that you and Kevin are an active couple. You guys went camping. You guys go kayaking a ton. I'd say you guys do go on hikes pretty frequently, right? I've seen photos.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we like to hike. The hard thing with hiking is it's usually like a day-long type of thing. So we just plan in advance. But yeah, we love hiking. It's awesome. It's just so nice to be outside and get awesome exercise while we're doing it.
Heck yeah, you guys are pretty active. I want to hear one thing you want to say to our friends and fans. Tell me one thing that you want to either get off your chest or just say to the world.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. I keep on listening, of course. I'm sure I'm sure they have great insight every week that they update.
Appreciate it.
And yeah, I mean, just enjoy 2018 because it's already flying by so quickly. I can't believe we're in the second week of January.
Did you forget what month it was real quick?
Yeah, because it's flying by so quick, I didn't know if we were already in February.
I know, we're almost in February. Well, Liz, it was an absolute pleasure. I hope to talk to you soon, and I hope the baby keeps going well. I do miss you guys, and I do love you guys, all three of you. You, Kevin, and possibly Juliana or Emerald or Brooklyn. Love you guys all. I'll talk to you guys soon, all right?
All right, thanks.
See ya. Sweet. Do I look any better, or do I still look the same?
It was better when I couldn't see you, but now I can at least see you.
That's good, dude. So I just got done doing the bit episode with Liz. Dude, I think it went great. Dude, I was trying to get her to tell me some dirt about you, but no, she's a rock, dude. She said something kind of funny. You might have to just listen to it later to get into it. But no, dude, she's a rock. She supports you 100%. She still loves you probably just as much, maybe even more. Who knows, you know?
That's good. I'm going to I'll make sure that when I send you this week's bill that it's double, since you're using Alyssa as well this time.
Fantastic. Ah, never mind. Oh, man. Dude, how has your week been, bro?
It's been good. We had Monday off, MLK Day, so it's It's a nice, easy week. It's looking like I'm going to have tomorrow off, too. So, that was so funny. All right. I'm going to have tomorrow off, too. We're getting supposed to get some snow tonight. So I got fingers crossed, really hoping I get a snow day tomorrow. Depending on how much we get, I might get Thursday off as well, which would be great.
Gosh. Dude, so we're calling for snow. Like, one site says 1 to 2 inches. Another one says 4 to 6. But our work is going to stay open regardless. Like, they never shut down. They only shut down, you know, like after 7 p.m. But, and I'm only about 4 miles away from work. But, no, dude, everyone's expected to be there. And, like, I mean, I could call out if I really wanted to because I have oodles of pay time off. But I took off last Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday because I was, you know, I didn't get any sleep like per usual, my sleeping issues. So, but dude, yeah, we're supposed to get 4 to 6, I think. You know, I'm just going to wake up early and hopefully get to work, you know?
Yeah, I think we're like between, saw 1 and 3, and then I also saw between like 3 and 5. So we'll probably get 1. And that's all I need, though. It's going to be the one thing I do miss about teaching is getting those random snow days and get a random day in the middle of the week off. It is so nice.
So if you guys get a day off, you guys have to make it up later on. Is that right or no?
No, that's not right. We have a built-in number of snow days. I think it's like 11. So as long as we have 11 snow days or less, we don't have to make any up. We only have to make it up if we go over 11 or whatever the number is.
Dang, that's must be nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Oh, yeah.
That's cool, man, dude. I got some new tires on my car, so I am ready for the snow, bro.
Yeah, you can take that thing off out drifting now. You got some sweet tires.
Dude, all right. So for the people that don't know, I used to have a Ford Escape. It was I loved it. So anyways, my transmission was slipping. My airbags were blown because I was in a small car accident. And then it was snowing heavy, right? How much snow was on the ground, you think?
Oh, man. There was at least an inch on the ground. And we ended up getting over a foot, I think. Remember? Because then we went out on my Explorer the next couple days. And we were just cruising through. We got at least a foot, I think.
Dude, so for everyone that does know about my late great Ford Escape. So Kevin and I went out drifting. We went out to play in some snow. We were in some parking lot in Lynchburg going probably like 35, 40 miles an hour in reverse and turning the wheel and then dumping it in drive. You know, I was like, yeah. Like, it was great. You know, I freaking loved it. But we went to like around to see some friends at Liberty and I went to go put my car in reverse and it was just like, I thought I was on some. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember that so well because I was literally laughing so hard because I knew your car was broken and you were so mad and I kept trying to like stay on the other side of the car so you couldn't see me because I knew I was going to like bust out laughing and I knew you were really upset, but it was just so funny. You're like, I don't think my car is going in reverse. And I was like, it was just so funny, but it was that was a lot of fun that night, just ripping around the snowbanks.
It was a lot of fun, and, like, I don't regret it. I just didn't have reverse for the next month. Like, I had to always park through a parking lot, and it was just – it was awful. I went on a date with this girl I was dating at the time. Her name was Amber, and I pulled into a parking lot, and then I forgot that my reverse didn't work. So she had to get in the driver's seat, and I had to get out and push. Oh, it was awful.
Oh, man. That was too much fun.
Yeah, but I eventually sold that truck or that Ford Escape for like $1,000, dude. That thing was done. Done, son.
Yeah. But I can't believe someone paid $1,000 for that. It was like such a good shot of them not being able to drive it down the road.
Dude, when I sold that thing on Craigslist, I laid every single detail, like cracked windshield, blown airbags, engines messed up, and everything slipping, like you're going to fall.
Oh, no, man, dude. That's too funny.
No, it was a good time, though. I'm, for everyone that doesn't know, I have a Volkswagen Cabrio. It's historically a girl's car. But I got some new tires on it, so I am ready for the snow. I'm ready to go, you know?
Oh, yeah, nothing like a little two-door rear-wheel drive convertible for some good old snow days.
Hey, bro, careful. That's my baby. Dude. So I was asking Liz about you guys' marriage. I was asking her, or just like her perspective on how everything was going. I know you're not going to give any dirt on her, but dude, how is it going with y'all? How's it going with the marriage, man? Are you guys doing good? I know she said you guys are doing all right, but tell me the real deal, man.
Yeah, no, it's going pretty good. It gets easy. Marriage has been getting progressively easier and easier, which is pretty cool because it started out pretty easy for us. So we've had a good run. You know, I think we've already beat our over under odds for how long we'd last. it's been good. It's been fun. Everything goes pretty easy. Now that she's pregnant, it's been new and exciting again, because there's something else that's like brand new to the relationship that neither of us have done before, at least as far as she knows. And then, so we'll have that once the baby actually gets here, it'll get real exciting. And, yeah, it'll be cool, but it's already been fun, been pretty easy. I'm sure it'll take a turn, you know, to get more difficult when the baby comes, but it's been a good time.
Dude, so you say marriage is going solid so far? Anything?
Oh yeah, it's going swimmingly.
Swimmingly, dude. Anything you want to, you know, get? Actually, there's probably nothing you're going to be able to say, because I bet you Liz will listen to her part on this, you know?
I know. I was actually thinking the same thing. This is the first time I have to control myself.
I know, and I bet you we're going to have some more listeners, because her friends are going to be like, oh, you know, Liz is on it, and Kevin's on it, you know, whatever. But no, dude, I asked Liz this one question. What do you guys have, besides the baby, what do you guys have in your future?
Oh, man.
Yeah, tough question.
A lot. Hopefully a new job, hopefully a house, hopefully no more dogs. Yeah, hopefully a new job in the same location, because I like this area. But Richmond would be cool, too. And then a nice house, and hopefully a fat bank account.
Heck yeah, man. I would like a bank account with a large amount, dude. That would be great.
Yeah, we don't. So I feel like our life is like relatively boring. We don't really travel. We don't have like these crazy lofty things that we want to do. But I like that we're pretty simple. It's kind of nice, you know. It's very comforting. It's not like stressful or anything like that. We're not like worried about the other person or anything going on or any like shady stuff. You know, we just have like a very chill, good life. So I'd like it. I'd like the course to maintain. I'd like to be able to have the financial ability to like add stuff in, you know, to be able to travel or something, you know. But for right now, I'm very content with what we have and just hanging out, just the two and a half of us, soon to be three of us, you know. So it's probably like not the most exciting marriage in the world, but it's one that I am super content to have.
Yeah, dude, I would say you guys have a pretty solid life. You know, you guys don't travel a lot, but I was talking to Liz, and you guys go hiking, you guys go kayaking, you guys, you know, as you said on the podcast before, you guys have gone camping. So I'd say you guys do have a good amount of like stuff that you guys do. I wouldn't say you guys travel a lot, but you guys do have fun and definitely stay active, you know?
Yeah, that is true. We definitely have our things that we enjoy. We just kind of stick to those things. You know, we don't shake it up a whole lot.
Dude, so Liz and I were talking about our trifecta of tattoos that you, Alyssa, and myself have. So, dude, you and I have two tattoos together. Well, we have one with Jordan, yourself, and myself, and then you, me, and Liz. Dude, when are we gonna get another one, man?
Dude, I'm kind of hoping soon. I want to fill all around the one that we have, like the one on my arm. I want to fill that out. I want to get stuff around it. I want to get stuff behind it, on top of it, all over it. So hopefully soon. Well, I would be all about filling that thing out like this year. That'd be sweet.
Dude, I know that would be ideal, but you got a baby coming. You're going to have no free time or free money.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any money to put towards a tattoo for a long time.
For sure, dude.
That's a bummer. Although I did see a tattoo gun for sale on Facebook today for like $45. So you never know.
Dude, so for anyone that doesn't know, Kevin has more than two tattoos. So he has the one or the two that him and I have together. And he also gave himself two, I believe. One used to be an anchor and then turned into a smiley face or something. Tell me the story, man.
That's the story. We got a tattoo gun when we were, I don't even remember how old I was. I'll just say 18 just to, you know, be safe. And we got a tattoo gun on eBay for $50. And so we wanted to use it and see how it worked. And I was the guinea pig. I can't remember. I don't think I went first. I might have went first, though. I can't remember. And so I was going to give myself an anchor on my leg, like above my knee, on my thigh. So I had the whole thing traced out. And then as I started, you know, getting the tattoo, every time you like wipe away to like wipe the excess ink and the blood away, it wiped away the tracing. So as we were doing it, we had like one little line, and then my buddy was like, "Oh, there's nothing else to like trace." I was like, "Oh." So we decided to just fill in that one line by making a smiley face. And it was a good decision. I love it.
Yeah, man. I don't have a lot of tattoos, but I have 13 or 14 tattoos as of now. And some of them aren't the best decisions I've ever had. Actually, one of them, but I did get removed. So for anyone that does not know, I used to have a logo of our school on my foot. I had this girl that practiced on a grapefruit a couple times. She had a tattoo gun, and she gave me one on my foot, and it was awful. There was nothing good about it. But it really was. But I got it removed, which hurts so much freaking more than an actual tattoo. Like, it just burns your flesh. Do you remember? I know you didn't. I showed you a video, didn't I?
You cut out.
I did show. I thought I showed you a video of my laser removal. Did I show you that?
Yeah, I think you did. It was like super bright. It looked like a welding torch going on your foot.
Dude, it hurt so freaking bad. I was shaking. Like, I was wearing sandals, and the lady was like, "All right, are you ready?" I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. I'm ready. Let's get it going." And it was like, zoof. I was like, "Oh, oh, oh." It hurt so bad.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it took a bunch of sessions, right?
Two sessions.
Yeah.
You can only really see the scar of it now. It's just like very light. Like, if I took off my shoe right now, you probably couldn't see it. But if you're up close and it's in the sun and it hits it right, and you know, a fairy jumps over it, and then like the, you know, full moon or whatever, then you can see it. But no, all the other ones, I don't regret any other tattoos. Like, there are some that I like more than others. Like, probably my least favorite are the nautical stars, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like those.
I mean, I like it because I like everything that I have, but it's definitely, probably on the lower tier, I'd say.
Yeah, that's funny. Every tattoo I've gotten, I've liked more than the last one. That wasn't a really hard step to climb from the first one to the second one. But yeah, I like mine. I'll probably eventually get rid of the smiley face, but who knows?
Dude, you got to leave that in until you're like 70, man. Leave that forever, dude. That thing's a diehard.
Yeah, it is.
I know you're going to be partial to the one that you, me, and Liz have because it has your wife's name on it. If it didn't have Liz's name on it, what would be your favorite? The strength and family or the nautical or compass?
I think I would like the arrows and the compass more, but only because I like the ability that it has for me to add on to it. You know, it's because the words are cool. And I like the idea that the three of us have the words, you, me, and Jordan. But I really want to add on to the compass and the arrows. I think it's a cool like background or platform or whatever to be able to build off of.
Yeah, for sure, dude. I definitely want to add on to it, but I gotta keep getting ripped. You know, I'm still at the beginning stages of my peak physical condition, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know it'd be weird if I added on to my tattoo on my bicep and then just let my bicep get all fat and flabby.
Dude, speaking of, how's your weight loss, fatty?
I'm glad we haven't hit up on our New Year's resolutions. I don't know. It's been all right. I think I've kind of plateaued again. I feel better, though. I feel like I'm probably down a couple pounds, and that's nice. But I haven't, like, gotten a gym membership or really – I've definitely stepped up my physical activity, but I have not stepped it up to the point of getting a gym membership or something like that. So I'm doing stuff. I'm better than it was last time we spoke, but I'm definitely not where I would have wanted it to be. Hopefully.
Well, dude, you definitely need to step it up, fatty.
I know.
When Ben just came in the house, I'm actually going to the gym right after this. So actually going to get it in gear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll probably eat some cookies.
Yeah, me too. I might hit cookout on the way home. Dude, what do you got going on this weekend, buddy?
I don't know. We have an apartment full of baby stuff because Alyssa had her baby shower. So we were actually in Richmond this past week. So maybe try to organize it or plan out how we're going to store it or maybe just work on focusing myself to allow it to just take over my entire life. And that it's just going to be in every room, everywhere, totally taking over our apartment.
You were in Richmond this last weekend? What the hell, man?
Yeah, sorry. I knew we weren't going to have time to see you, so I didn't tell you. My mom was there, She went down for the baby shower, so I went over and surprised my mom.
What? That's cool, man.
Oh, yeah. We got a ton of stuff here I'm going to show you, even though I know our listeners can't see.
Yeah, I can go without it. But, oh, that's great. Wow, that is a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
It pretty much takes up a third of our living room.
Condoms? What are those, man? Y'all don't need those. That's cool, man. I saw some photos. What did you do while... Were you there for the shower?
No, I came, like, at the end. So people were mostly... Most people had already left, and then a few of their close family and friends were just kind of hanging out. So I was just there for the hangout part.
Were you in Richmond the whole time, or did you come from the house?
No, I had a tournament on Saturday, so I didn't go down until after my wrestling tournament ended. So I just got there at the end.
Dude, I saw that... Liz's friend Kenzie has a baby on the way. Is that right?
Yeah, she's just a little bit behind us.
Dude, I don't keep up with her, and you know, I'm not super tight with her, obviously. But I saw a photo, dude. That's crazy, man. Good for her, you know.
Yeah, yeah. She's having a little baby boy. We're having a little baby girl.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Hopefully, I don't have any kids out there. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, yeah. This weekend, I'm watching some fights this weekend. Nothing crazy. I don't know, just hang out pretty low.
Nice.
You know, I might go play some darts. Me and Ben and some friends and some people have played a ton of darts lately, dude. I'm back at it, man.
You getting good yet?
Calm down. Dude, you and I used to play, like 6 games a night or something, dude?
Yeah, multiple times a week we would play back when we had it set up. That was awesome.
Man, dude, there's this place. It's not too close. It's like 15 minutes away from me. It's a burger and bar, but, dude, it is... pretty cool. They have like 4 dartboards, and I don't know, maybe once a week or every other week get to play some darts, you know.
I gotta get down there and whip that tail, put you back in your place,
dude. I'll still smash any day, lay it on.
What do you got going on this next weekend, or is that what you were just saying?
Well, yeah, that's this coming weekend, but the following weekend I'm going to watch the UFC fights in Charlotte.
Nice.
Yeah,
who's fighting?
That one is Jacare Souza and Derek Brunson. And then, do you know the name Andre Touchy-Feely?
No.
No. He's actually, fights for Team Alpha Male, and Braden knows him or something. So, but anyways, there's like a ton of like, it's a small card, but it's going to be a lot of fun, dude. I'm pretty excited for it.
That's awesome. Who all are you going with?
Alyssa, she's coming. So, yeah. Who? Alyssa, your wife?
Oh, nice.
just me and Tommy, Jordan's brother-in-law. Just, gonna go. We're actually gonna stay at Jacob Brinkley's house for the weekend.
Sick. That'll be fun.
Heck yeah, dude. I am pretty pumped for that. We're thinking about going down on Friday, but probably not. We may go on Saturday, but most likely Friday, and then just stay till Sunday. You know, just have a good solid weekend in Charlotte, you know?
That'll be so sick, man. What'd you do this past weekend?
Hung out with some friends, just played some darts. That's about it. Nothing crazy.
Probably got whooped up on.
I'm not undefeated, but I'm mentally undefeated.
You're mentally defeated. You're
whatever. but yeah, man, nothing crazy. Just hung out, kept it pretty low key, you know. I've had a lot more time on my hands lately, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Me too, except for a good reason, because I finished my master's and my wrestling season is almost over.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go from having like no time because I always had homework and work, and then to having a ton of time because I have no more homework and I'll be done with my wrestling season, to back to having no time when the kid shows up. So it's going to be a pretty roller coaster type of chart with how much free time I have, but I'm excited.
So I laid inside my sleeping bag. It was probably
indoors or outdoors.
Well, it was indoors, so it was probably a solid 69 degrees inside. But it's tested. It's ready to go, dude. What are the odds we go camping before the baby comes? Slim to none. Slim, high.
If you want to come into town this weekend, I'll go camping with you. What's the matter, man? Put the pressure on. And now you said you had nothing to do.
Oh man, I got term papers, man. I'm booked to the gills. No, dude.
A little snow on the ground never hurt anybody.
Well, that's true, but if there's, it's a slight chance we're going to get a fire started out there, you know?
Why is there a slight chance? Snow is not wet. Well.
If I had a buzzer, I'd pop it. it'd be, everything's been pretty wet lately, so I'm pretty far from you, but you guys are in the mountains.
Dry up here.
Huh?
Yeah, pretty dry.
Is it?
Pretty excuse-free over here.
Well, dude, come camping in Richmond, man.
No, man, you just said it's wet.
Yeah, you're right. Let's talk about it. Let's see if we can get that going, and I'll see you in a month. But,
man.
All right, man, is there anything you want to say before we cut out?
No, I just want to thank everybody for listening, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the wonderful sounds of my wife talking. And that's all I got.
Dude, it was a pleasure having her on. She is a total babe. So
I know. She's a pretty good looking gal.
Heck yeah. Dude, I wanted to tell you, I haven't told you this, but this guy hit me up on Instagram, and he was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I was like, "Hey, do I know you?" And he's like, "No, my friend told me about your guys' page." And I was like, "Cool, man, check out our podcast." And I sent him every link, so I don't know, got one new follower, but
how many followers does it have on Instagram?
Oh, millions. Don't even worry about looking either. Oh, man. Nice. I don't know, maybe a couple hundred. I don't know. I haven't looked. Maybe like 10. Yeah.
There we go.
But all right. Last real quick plug, go ahead and check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Player FM, CastBox FM, Stitcher. Tell your mom about it. Check YouTube. Hit us up. You guys, this has been another episode of The Weekly Hangover. Peace.